Good afternoon, Cell Group, and welcome back to our discussion of last Sunday's Gospel from Mark chapter 1, verses 21 to 28. And we're looking at a story kind of unfolding as believers come to terms with who Christ is. We as readers know who Christ is because we're told very, very early on in chapter 1 that he is the Christ, the Son of God. And we use that knowledge just to look on at a drama unfolding and watch the disciples and others stumble through their own belief. And we wonder, when will it come to this awareness that we have? But in this story, we have demons, and they're in a different category. They belong to the spiritual world, and they know exactly who Jesus is. And you'll hear that in the text. They serve as a warning that it comes to us in the Apostle James's letter in his second chapter, verse 19, where he says, "You believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe and shudder." So accurate doctrine or orthodoxy isn't enough. And Mark seems to be saying that as well when we come across these demons in the text. Again, with the text, the big story would be that Jesus speaks with authority. He teaches with authority, and then he acts with authority. He speaks with authority in that he doesn't quote any sources. He says what he says, and then he acts with authority as he heals this person of this possession of an unclean spirit. Now we'll look a bit closer at the text now, verse by verse, and we come to this town of Capernaum, which was in the northern shores of the Lake of Galilee, a fishing village, and the synagogue is there. Now, even the pronunciation of the word Capernaum, American commentators and people you listen to, preachers, would say Capernaum. And that's just their style, but we always say Capernaum. And that's the way I was taught it in primary school, and that's apparently the authentic pronunciation of this word. Same place, different pronunciation. You say potato, I say potato. So he's in the synagogue on the Sabbath day, on the Saturday, and he began to teach. And this is where they noticed that he teaches with authority. It made a deep impression on them. There was authority behind what he said. Now, in the synagogue just then, there was a man possessed by an unclean spirit. Now, this possession by spirits, a lot of that would have been health and illnesses of various kinds. We live in a very scientific age. The past 100, 200 years have revealed to us all sorts of names and titles and reasons why people get sick and act strangely. And we've got viruses, we've got all sorts of microbes and things that can cause diseases. And we have words for when people go into convulsions, it's epilepsy, and it's caused by mental illnesses. So we've lots of words for those, and 2,000 years ago they didn't have that same knowledge. So we have this man anyway, possessed by an unclean spirit. And it shouted, "What do you want with us?" Notice the plural. Jesus of Nazareth. And they use the correct word for Jesus. They know his name and he's addressed officially. But they also say, "Do you mean to destroy us? Have you come to destroy us?" And that's exactly why Jesus has come, as part of his mission, to destroy and break the grip of evil on the lives of human beings. If you look at the fifth chapter of Mark, you have also a very open conflict with evil spirits. and a dialogue between Jesus and them. And he is here to overcome their power, to cast them out, and to put them in their place. So Jesus says sharply, "Be quiet, come out of him." The "be quiet" comes to that knowing of his name and saying his name. And there's a theory that used to be around 2,000 years ago. If you knew somebody's name, you had some sort of power over them. You knew who they were. So Jesus wants to nip that power in the bud by saying, "Be quiet." And then the second command, "Come out of him." And the unclean spirit threw the man into convulsions, and with a loud cry went out of him. So again, the people are astonished, just as they were with his teaching. They're astonished at his power as he expels this unclean spirit. So this is a reflection of their... They were impressed by his authority and his clarity. So then we have a typical phrase from Mark, "and his reputation rapidly spread everywhere." Remember we had that last week where at once they went, and at once. So rapidly, again, this pace of Mark's gospel, that he's in a hurry. The mission has progressed speedily. "His reputation rapidly spread everywhere through all the surrounding Galilean countryside." So a couple of questions for your consideration. The evil spirit convulsed the man before it left him. The path to liberation can be a painful struggle. If you have found it so, who was the Jesus person that helped you through the struggle to freedom? And a second question, it is not only individuals, but groups that can be struggling with an evil spirit: jealousy, rivalry, malicious gossiping, abuse of power, and so on. Sometimes a Jesus person comes into the group and drives out that evil spirit. Have you experienced this? Perhaps you yourself have been this person on some occasion. So God bless you as you spend time considering these words of Scripture. May the Lord bless your faith journey and keep you safe during these times of pandemic.